about it. I had so far before, so from then on, after a while, I just was clear broke. 1932 then come on, it was another bad year, and I was farming a rented farm in Rice then, and I started thrashing my rice. I had a rice buyer come out from DeWitt, and he offered me 23 cents a bushel for my rice. And I told him if he'd give me 25 cents, I'd sell him the entire crop. And he wouldn't even do that, so I stored it again. And I got 43 cents the next spring after holding it all winter for some of it, but that was the highest price I got for any of it that year. That was 33. So I'd already mortgaged my home there then. So I just let everything go. I had some farming too, and quite a few cattle and all that kind of stuff. But bank had a mortgage on everything I had. So I rented a farm. Rice, I think that fall, that was in 33. And I think got 65 cents a bushel for the rice that fall. And I made a good crop on a rented farm. Of course, I had to give the landlord half. From then on, I just kept doing better and doing better. And finally bought 160 acres of land that I had offered $225 an acre for. It didn't have any improvement on it. Nice, level piece of land. But in 1920, before I bought this here big farm, over $225 an acre for it, and it belongs to an old fellow up in Illinois, and he wouldn't sell it to me. If he'd have sold it to me, I could have paid for it and improved it and put in well and everything and had money left. But no. But anyway, in 34, I bought the same piece of ground. It hadn't never been farmed or anything yet. And I bought it for $25 an acre. And the old man that owned it was broke, and so was I. So, but anyway, I got around and put in a...
How'd you pay for it?
Well, I got Lane, Arkansas, put in a well on it up here, and a pump motor on it. Got a good well on it. And it was new ground, which that day and time, new ground for raising seed rice, you know, was a prize. But anyway, out DeWitt, the fellow had First National Bank out there called Captain Black. Well, I bought seed rice from him for 75 cents a bushel. And he says, now if you raise a good crop on that sod ground, I'll give you 90 cents a bushel for all you raise. Well, I put in 120 acres of rice, and